Hello and welcome. This is Marlon Johnson and you're listening to Contemplations. Thank you so much for checking out this podcast. You're right on time because this is the very first episode. I'm going to do my very best to earn your trust. So, what is this podcast, Contemplations, all about? In a word, growth. Your growth, my growth, our children's growth, our family's growth, our community's growth. Growth that comes from reflecting on our experiences, sharing our hard knocks, remembering our wins, recalling the advice of those who walked life's paths ahead of us, observations of how the world really works. Now, if someone were to ask me for life advice, for my philosophy, what would I tell them? Well, at some point, I started putting my own thoughts in writing. Well, 100+ pages later, I had a book that I eventually published. I called it The Contemplations of John Sakwabna. Here are some of the words I put together for the back cover and the listing on Amazon.com. Contemplations is, at once, a mirror, a microscope, and an unapologetic window. This compilation of commentaries contains a trove of insights earned on the way to middle age, reflections on personal and community ethics, our relationship with the Creator, right living, practical guidance, and personal integrity. The constant theme of examining oneself makes the Contemplations required reading for leaders of all stripes, parents, educators, religious, business, and political. A figure such as John Sakwabna may have lived in the 14th century, in or around the upper reaches of what is now called Lake Volta in today's Ghana. We know of this collected wisdom from the transcription of conversations held with griots or memory men. Now, more than ever, Kwabna's thoughts, questions, and counsel remain a relevant guide to those seeking to lead a fulfilling and impactful life. Well, the front cover of the book features a gray-haired man. He's sitting on a rock by a quiet river and is talking to someone. But who? He's alone, except there is his reflection in the water. Well, not his, really. The image in the water is of a young boy. That boy is the old man, as he once was. So, that's what Contemplations, the book, and the podcast are really about. What do we want the next generation to know so they can thrive? There is a line that comes to mind from chapter 26. We are blessed to have many generations among us. There are those who have seen the world as it once was, some who see it as it now is, and some who have visions of what it could be. We are a curious, six-eyed creature, at once able to see the past, present, and future. I'm going to line up the podcast episodes with chapters from the book, 36 in all. Very ambitious, but we'll see how it goes. I'll share a chapter and reflect with you on its themes. I'll have friends and guests join me to dive deeper into the aspects of each chapter. I'm looking forward to uplifting and nourishing experiences. So, thank you once again for choosing to join us on this journey. Right now, let's kick it off with chapter 1. The Contemplations of John Sakwabna, chapter 1. My child, may our Creator, who knows all things, grant you protection and peace. I am old. Many with whom I enjoyed childhood breathe no longer. My own time is nigh, yet I am determined to enjoy each breath that remains to me. I am tired. The world is a stone wheel, grinding down all in its path, evil and good, like grain in a mill. The evil ones rely on the goodness of the righteous in order that they might prosper. The righteous believe they must fight evil with his brother, justified war. But even in defeat, evil is merely sleeping. It does not die. Those avenging angels who fight evil are forever changed because they had to invite some of that very same evil, no matter how small, into their hearts. A seed smaller than an insect will surely grow into a bush, yielding many more seeds. Recognize that evil lies within yourself, seeking to drive your mind and so your actions. Evil seeks to make all the world in its image. I am told that this world now belongs to the supreme evil one, and that men prosper by adopting his ways. Evil declares its way, and only its way, to be perfect. The imperfect, then, has no place in evil's world. My child, I will try to straighten life's road for you as best as I am able. But I will fail, because life's roads are many, and more appear each day. It is you who must be steadfast and resolute. You must make new roads where there are none. You must destroy the obstacles placed before you by the evil ones. But, my child, above all, rely on the Creator's helper, the one granted to you as a soul. Only in this way can you know whether the thing in your way is an obstacle or a fence meant for your safe keeping. All right. Now, the first theme of this chapter, chapter 1, is that of perseverance. Kwapna talks about the world as it is, how circumstances can grind you down literally, almost as a stone wheel running over grain in a mill. You can feel that way sometimes in life, that no matter how hard you try, whether young or old, you feel that things are against you. But be positive and keep living. As Kwabna says, I am determined to enjoy every breath that remains to me. In challenging times, we can tend to focus only on ourselves. We wonder, sometimes panic, over what feels like hopeless circumstances. We can counter this feeling by taking a bigger view of all things. Every one of us, in some way, feels the pressures of life. So, look for chances to help others along, to give encouragement and support wherever you can. Sometimes a simple act of walking alongside life's path with someone else can bring hope to the both of you. The wisdom of the old parable is still in place, still holds. If you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, go together with someone else. The second theme talks about the reality of evil and how pernicious, how insidious, how everywhere and everything and all about us evil is. I recall a saying from someone long ago, everyone bears within himself the seeds of his own destruction. There is a seed in all of us, a tendency towards action and thoughts that can lead to unfortunate outcomes for us and for others. If we allow it to run uncontrolled, or worse, nourish it, it will grow and flourish, and then cause many more such seeds to permeate the world. So, we should be really careful to constantly keep examining what's within us. Recognize when it seeks to drive us in the wrong direction. It will be a lifelong struggle, but we have the Creator's helper on our side. And then, the third theme about life's many roads. Every parent wants to make it easier for their children, the next generation, and they will try very hard to teach them, to educate them, to counsel them. But at the end of the day, we can't predict the future. All we can do is give our children, the next generation, counsel, guidance, and try to cultivate good hearts. Hearts that seek to help others. Heart that will always seek to act rightly. And then, whatever situation comes along, we can only hope and expect that our children will indeed act rightly. Next time, I'll have some friends along to talk about their own lives, answer my many, many questions, and share and grow together. Because in the end, this is what Contemplations is about. Sharing, building, encouraging, and nourishing each other. Thank you for jumping on. And when you come back again, come back with a friend. If you'd like to get a copy of the book, it's available on Amazon.com. Search for Marlon Johnson Contemplations. It's in print and also available as an ebook for Kindle devices. Also, check out my other thoughts and commentaries at my blog, The Newcomer. It can be found at www.marlonjohnson.wordpress.com. Keep on living, striving, helping. I'll share this note from the book's preface. Life shall depart of its own will. So, while you are yet alive, live. Until next time, walk good and help somebody along. Take care. God sustain and bless you and give you guidance and protection.